In early 2016, U of L President James Ramsey was near the end of his tenure. Amid heavy media scrutiny and a tide that was turning against him, Ramsey spoke to the local Rotary Club and waxed poetic about the university's progress under his leadership.
So my recommendation to the stockholders of the University of Louisville is a very strong recommendation of buy and hold. Don't give up on the University of Louisville. We're moving forward and moving forward aggressively.
Ramsey insisted there was no fire, but trustees, reporters, and donors saw a lot of smoke. The clamor continued even after Ramsey was forced out last summer, and it all culminated yesterday in the 132-page forensic investigation into the U of L Foundation. The audit detailed millions of dollars in unbudgeted spending, efforts to conceal some executive pay from the public, and board members who knew little to nothing about costly transactions. Interim University President Gregory Postal tried to steer the conversation forward. He emphasized that both U of L and the foundation are under new management.
And it answers many questions about the past and hopefully will begin to close the door on a very difficult chapter in the university's history.
Let's break that chapter down piece by piece. Most of the audit's critiques revolve around money. The nonprofit U of L Foundation holds and invests the university's donations. It's a large chunk of change, right now nearly $800 million. This endowment, of course, is crucial to the university because it funds campus growth, academic programs, and scholarships. But auditors found the endowment's value overstated, while staffers liquidated $42 million for spending. Some of these expenses were loans the foundation made to its subsidiaries, even though there was almost no chance of getting paid back. The loans ended up artificially inflating the endowment's worth. Now to spending. In addition to misleading pictures of the university's financial state, auditors also raised serious questions about how the foundation's leaders spent its money. There were millions of dollars spent on marketing, legal, and even landscaping costs that weren't reflected in the budget. Millions more were spent on real estate that wasn't going to bring the foundation any revenue or meet a specific need. The foundation also invested almost $10 million in high-risk startups. Today, they're worth less than $2 million. In that speech Ramsey gave to the Rotary Club, he stressed his administration's commitment to transparency.
You know about everything that happens at the University of Louisville because that's our attitude. We are transparent. Don't believe anything you read or hear to the contrary.
But the audit suggests otherwise. U of L's deferred compensation plan brought $20 million for top administrators, and the audit includes records that show those administrators tried to keep the plan's details quiet. In one email, former U of L Chief of Staff Kathleen Smith suggests renaming the corporation in an attempt to sidestep a records request from my colleague at KYCIR. In a statement, Smith's attorney called the report a one-sided smear job, saying it did not prove that Smith tried to obscure records. Ramsey's attorney Steve Pence says the audit omitted a lot, especially all of Ramsey's successes.
You know, when this group came in and said, we are going to fundamentally change the way U of L does business, we've heard that from politicians before, and the first thing they have to do is tear down what's there, and that's what they're trying to do now. But they didn't really need this report to do that. They were going to do that from the beginning.
It's unclear what actions, if any, will result from the audit. Board Chair J. David Grissom says the board will soon consider whether it should take legal action. Now, let's return one more time to Ramsey and what he told that Rotary Club.
And our approach at the University of Louisville is we're going to determine wrongdoing. We're going to discover and deal with it openly and honestly.
Soon, it will be up to Ramsey's successors to do just that. For the Kentucky Center for Investigative Reporting, I'm Kate Howard.